new nickname that's going to be Sombrero Steve from now on, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Like I do, sometimes I open my trap and I say things, and then and the next day I wake up to a swarming demand to do it. And then some of my players at the team dinner last night questioned if I would do it or not. And but we've had a lot of pledges, you know. Nigel Pearson from Leicester City, he watched it on television and immediately was messaging me, pledging some cash as well. So brilliant. It'll go to a very worthy cause. And if it helps one little kid in Rotherham, then I don't mind looking like Sombrero Idiot for the day. But it was fantastically well received by Leeds United, and I thank everybody here, including Neil Redfern. And I hope Redders is in charge here next season when we come, because he should be.
If I can continue the theme from sombreros to beaches, one of your teams would never be on the beach, would they, in any game of this season?
No, I think we've played particularly well today, and I think we go away probably unlucky, if I can use that word, not to win. It was we passed it, we moved it around. I think we should have been a couple up at the interval. Danny Ward's effort's gone in, and it has Matt Derbyshire and his 14-inch nose. But no, it's you can't ask any more when they know they're safe. To just ask them to have the same application they've had, you know, all season working for us. And I've often said, and I say it more privately than publicly, but I'm immensely proud of every one of us.
Your voice sounds strained, you look a bit red, you've kicked every ball again even though there was nothing riding on it.
Yeah, I had some good fun with the Leeds United supporters behind me. And but yeah, listen, I've always said it, if there's a game of Monopoly, I don't think my two teenage daughters have ever beat me, because when they're in front I tip the board. When they're in front, I think it's just you want to win, don't you? You want to win football matches. We brought a fantastic Miller support here today. They never stopped singing for me from start to finish. They've been around the country ways, and they've had some dark days, and but home and away they've stood by us. And on behalf of the dressing room, on behalf of all of us and our chairman, I'd like to thank every one of them.
The way that this season has panned out, to go into this game with nothing to play for, is there any better way to sum up what Rotherham have achieved this season than that?
No, I think at times we've let ourselves down. I can come out on a often basis at times and be questioning officials' decisions or saying they're poor or whatever, but we've also let ourselves down at times, and I got a lot of it wrong earlier part of the season, or some of it, so we have to look at the whole season as a whole, don't we? But I think since Christmas we've been a real force. We've never been outplayed, we've never been outwatched. I think a lot of games we should have got the points that we didn't, and we should have been probably sitting around mid-table, and it should have never come to whether they want to take 3 points from us. But as I said in the week, and I'll continue to say it, they can take our 3 points, but they didn't beckon for our desire, they didn't beckon for a dressing room to stand up and want to fight, and the dressing room stood up and fought. And inside the football club, we are united for a reason. We're Team Rotherham, and on and off the pitch we're together.
When does planning for next season start? Did it start when the full-time whistle went, or do you have a complete break?
Oh, no, there's no real time for a complete break. Obviously, I've got things like a pro licence to attend with other good managers. But I've got a meeting with the players individually on Tuesday with myself and Paul Rayner, and we'll follow that meeting up late in the afternoon with sitting down with our chairman, who's already aware of a lot of it anyway. We meet every day and we speak every day, and we both live and breathe it. So we'll sit in that afternoon, and the chairman will say yes to a lot of things that I'm asking for, like he's always done, and then we'll go and try and put it into place. But it's about quality in the summer. It's not about quantity. It's got to be about quality, because we're in a league full of it. But if we can have the same effort and desire and hunger and add some quality to the good quality we've got. We've had some players out there today who have been outstanding in the season and outstanding again today. So we want to be adding to them and giving them good players to play with or good players to compete with. And that's what we want to try and do.
As far as those players go, it's all your work that's got Rotherham United to the Championship. Do you see this club now as being more attractive to the kind of players you'll want than it's ever been before?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's almost the start of a new two or three year plan. You know, 3 years ago I came into the football club, and I'll never ever forget the wry smile on Tony Stewart's face when he said, "Talk me where I'll be in 3 years' time." And I actually said to him, "You'll be just having had a season in the Championship." And he shook his head with a little chuckle as he did and puffed on his big cigar. But we've got that far from. There's lots more we have to do. We have to get, you know, the recruitment right in the summer. That's not just it. At player level, that's also at staffing level. You know, we're going to add one or two key members of staff that just to push us on and take us that extra yard to support myself and the two Pauls and Andy here, and you know, but we're a very proud football club, and you know, some people, I genuinely believe, tried to sink us a little bit with the point, and but they're never going to sink the charisma and the passion of a chairman and a manager who every day wake up have it.
And the first 3-year plan, you've just said you absolutely nailed it. You mentioned another one. What's the next 3-year plan then? Where does that end?
Well, I need to talk to my chairman, don't I? My chairman, I want it to end as positively as this one has ended. We make plans and we make them for time periods because resources have to be set against it. But at the same time, we make plans and you know, I'm a big believer as a manager. If you reach for the moon, you mayn't get the sky. If you reach for the sky, you mayn't get the clouds. You know, if you reach for the clouds, you might fall flat on your face. So we've always, you know, as a management team and and myself and Paul Rayner, we've always put ourselves under pressure because we've always said to our supporters that we're going to try and do this and do that, and what comes with that is expectation level. The Rotherham fans have got away today absolutely buzzing with the expectation levels in the summer. Now we just have to, as a football club, deliver because they are very special supporters.
And finally from me, Steve, you're known as a guy with a cracking contacts book, so who's been getting in touch with you since you kept the Millers in the Championship to say congratulations?
Well, there's been a number of managers.
You've got to give us a couple of names, come on.
To be fair, people like Alec Neil down at Norwich, who could be a Premier League manager this time, in a few weeks' time, and Nigel Pearson at Leicester. He watched it on the telly and said he couldn't get himself off the chair for laughing. but as he had heard, it was going to be for a worthy cause. Then we'll do it. I've had lots of people pledging, and you can imagine now, none of those who made a pledge thought I was going to do this. There is only Nigel Pearson who done it after he's seen it. So there's going to be a few texts and a few phone calls going out saying, now show your money.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of Rotherham fans tipping the sombrero to you now, Steve. Thanks very much and congratulations.
I looked at the Mills fans today in sombreros, and the only time I really got a close up of that was when I went over at the end. But I've always said that I'm very humble to manage this football club, and the names that are here long before me, you know, our own Tommy Docherty, you know, Emlyn Hughes, Ian Porterfield, Ronnie Moore, you know, there's some fantastic names, and I'm just proud that I've managed a football club that's in the same ilk as those names.